tapes may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, it's me. I got the package.
Okay.
The address is right on it.
It is.
It is. It's right. 100% right.
Maybe they reprinted it?
Oh, they reprinted it, but there's a label. Oh, they put a label over the label because it didn't get delivered yesterday.
Yeah.
Both labels have got the right address on them.
Oh.
It was the driver.
Got it.
My normal FedEx guy came in today with it. I go, what's going on with that? He goes, oh, don't even ask. I go, what's going on? He goes, he had like 15 or 20 packages left on the truck yesterday. The girl didn't want to deliver.
Oh, you kind of love people nowadays, don't you?
Oh, bud, I am so you know what? It makes you really want to do business.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, I always wonder, like, we always talk about stuff like this around here. Like, 20 years ago, were we still bitching about the same thing? Or has, like, the work ethic genuinely slipped? You know how we always romance what yesteryear? Like, we could talk about Littman.
Oh, yeah.
And all to only talk about good things. But while we were in the trenches of it, we were always bitching about something. So,
oh, no.
Has it gotten
20 years
worse?
Ago?
Yeah.
20 years ago, if this happened and it got to the thing late in the afternoon like it did, and as close as that would have been to me, they would have driven it to me. Because
okay.
A million years ago, I got a package at my house from FedEx. They had called me and said, hey, your package is in Syracuse. It was supposed to go to Rochester. We got somebody driving it. Where do you want it?
Oh, wow.
And I said, hey, tell them to get off at Manchester Palmyra and bring it to my house. It's closer than Eastview by
okay.
10
sense.
Miles.
Sure.
You know, so they dropped it off at my house. So, yeah, no, the freaking work ethic has gone way downhill.
Oh, you know, it's one of those things where I tell my kid this, and he's like, oh, you know, you just remember the good times. I'm like, oh, no, I can really, I clearly remember the bad times, too.
Oh, no, I remember, oh, geez. You know, it's like we had a deli in Chi Lai. You walk in the door. The guy behind the counter knew what you wanted. Made it for you without you even saying anything to them. You got your chips and your candy bar and your stuff, and it was like $5. You know, so they're making shit on you for making you a really good sandwich, and they know what you want. You know, today, forget it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
100%. Gotta love it. Oh, yeah.
Well, at least
anyway,
you got
it. Here.
And we don't have to change, you know, everything head to toe. This one doesn't fall under our problem.
Stupidity. All right, man. Cool.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Yeah, bye.